escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This song was on one of my Peloton classes the other day.
There you go. What was your reaction? Were you excited because it made you think of Barcel Nate?
No, I thought about the song, but I tell you, it was on the closeout part. Can't stand this damn song. Got my ass.
Joining us now via the Rude guest hotline is our friend Mr. Barcel Nate. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, and Nate is the most reliable guest we have on the Rude guest hotline. What up, Nate dog?
What's going on, guys? Hi, JP. Hi, Unc. How are you?
He's big on this Unc thing.
All right, Bama.
Yesterday, news you wanted. Terry McLaurin gets a deal done.
Do you like him again?
They're ready to rock for week one.
Yeah, it's great news, right? Big contract, big extension. Hate that it took until August 25th. Hate that he got zero reps in the entire, you know, camp, preseason games, etc. But there's still 2 weeks till week one. He's a veteran. He's a great wide receiver, obviously. I'm not completely worried or anything like that. It's almost just like, just wish, you know, this happened 2 weeks ago so we'd have, you know, a little more under his legs going into the regular season. But
what do you mean? He'll have like 4 or 5 reps in the preseason?
Yeah, you know, just Jaden is still a second-year quarterback, and Terry is still wide receiver one, and you need them on the same page. You know this better than anybody.
How many passes he threw preseason?
Look, the NFL is not easy for anybody. You can be Tom Brady, you're still throwing an interception. Jaden is a second-year quarterback, and he needs wide receiver one getting as many reps as possible. So this whole time, I was just frustrated. I never thought Terry was going to be traded. I always thought he was going to play week one. You want your guys on the same page as much as possible. I'm glad he's signed. I'm glad we have him for 4 more years, you know, 1 year on his old contract, then a 3-year extension. I'm just glad we can put this all behind us. But now it's just like, oh gosh, I hope that there's no hitch. You know, I hope everything is going to work
because,
out.
Because like Jaden threw, how many passes Jaden threw this preseason, JP?
Zero.
So what character was going to catch?
But a lot of practice time, man. A lot of practice.
I think that's okay. You'll be all right on that.
So the thing I wanted to see as we got deeper into the holdout situation was the joint practices against the Ravens was to have Terry out there for that. When that joint practice got canceled, I almost wonder if that impacted the finality of getting it done. Maybe it didn't, but listen, Nate, I don't want to be dismissive of your point. I just, like last year, a lot of people liked talking about Ja'Marr Chase started slow because of the holdout, this and that, right?
Yeah, 1,600 yards.
He finished with the triple crown for NFL receivers. Right. I think the holdouts can be a big issue. I'm not denying that they can, right? I think if you're a young player, like a first contract situation, or if you're coming off of injury, because a lot of times where these things get tricky is a guy's coming off of injury, doesn't like his guarantees, wants money guaranteed. I don't think that was the case here. I think we know the level of pro and human Terry is. I think we know the level of pro and human Jaden is. And my concern level is really pretty darn low.
Wow. I mean, yeah, I don't mean to be negative or pessimistic. We knew he was going to play week one. So now the only thing is let's hope that the team and the offense and everything is ready for week one. I believe they will be. But, again, the NFL's tough, man. Like, let's not undersell how tough the NFL is and that it's, you know, his first time getting together with the team is August 26th. That's all.
He'll be all right.
But Nate. he's also been with the team. You know what I mean? I think that's an important difference in these hold-ins. I mean, hell, when did Terry show up? Like, August 2nd? So we don't know exactly what they've been doing, perhaps. You know what I'm saying? But regardless, I think it's good news. I think everything is kind of settled now. Were there probably some hurt feelings along the way? Yes, but that doesn't mean a $30 million signing bonus. Yeah. You imagine hitting refresh on your bank account and seeing that come through?
Yeah.
Oh, B-Mitch can. Yeah, he goes, yeah, I've done that before.
Not that much.
The rest of us got radio and blogger money.
Yeah, it doesn't compare. All right, so the Terry thing is done. The B-Rob thing is done. Like, yep. It was a little bit of the end of Godfather Part 1 where they take care of all the family business during the baby's christening. Like, all the business is taken care of. Today is cut day. I don't think there's a number of difficult decisions. Like, I just saw this from Garofolo. The Commanders have released veteran wide receiver Chris Moore.
Yep.
0 out of 10. Surprise. That's a dude. How different is Sam Hartman's preseason if Chris Moore can make a couple catches up in New England? Like,
bro.
I'll say this. That's great news for my boy Ja'Cory Brooks, who I am a big fan of, and I'm rooting for him to not only make the team, which it looks like he will, but make an impact this season. He's my dark horse to maybe, like, you know, move up to wide receiver 3 and just have 40 or so grabs. I love Ja'Cory Brooks. Everything I see about him on the internet, I love.
B, that take of Nate's right there has shades of Jeff talking about Cam Sims, doesn't it?
I like Cam Sims too. Ja'Cory Brooks, 5-star, you know, wide receiver, went to Alabama.
You know, Cam Sims went to Bama too, right?
I'm just saying his repertoire, and then
I
went to Louisville.
Like Brooks better than Cam, though.
Thank you, B-Mitch. You know ball.
So clearly you want to see Brooks make the team. Honestly, kind of the decisions they've made so far, Gallup's gone.
Yep.
Gallup's gone. Braylon Sanders, now Chris Moore. There is a clear path. They released KJ Osborne per Schefter.
Yeah.
Osborne was the last guy, I think, really fighting for that.
That was Schefter just said? Okay.
I think there's a very good chance we make it to 4 o'clock and Ja'Cory Brooks is on the team.
Yeah. I mean, he also returns.
So, I mean, that's exciting. Do you think there's any way they get to 4 o'clock today with 3 quarterbacks on the active roster, Nate Dogg?
I mean, yeah, Jaden and Mariota, and then when you're looking down at the 3rd and 4th, where it's Josh Johnson, who, he's been on every team in the NFL, and then Sam Hartman, who I tweeted, and I love Sam Hartman, but he's as good as quarterback or as bad at quarterback as he is hot, and he's the hottest dude in the world. That man cannot play quarterback for anything. Like he's just quite bad at quarterback, and I mean that in the nicest way possible. But you know, him and Jaden are best friends, and you want to keep Jaden happy. So I think Sam Hartman is practice squad, and I don't think Josh Johnson is the best choice for the 3rd quarterback. So I think Johnson gets cut, and then we sign a 3rd off the free agent market. That's my take on that.
I tend to agree. I don't think anybody force their way into a position where you got to have them. And
yeah, Ben DiNucci, maybe?
I think Ben DiNucci has become elite social media fodder. But I'm not sure he's better than Josh Johnson in a game. I've seen a Ben DiNucci game.
Right.
And it's tricky to watch. But I mean, I wouldn't rule it out. But the fact that, like, Jeff Driskel's out there, Mike White is now out there. You've got some guys that have started some games.
You need a third guy that, if possible, if you need him, you feel that you can go win a game. I don't know if trying to save somebody's friend will help you win a game.
Maybe the Chargers cut Heinicke and we bring him back.
No, let him stay where he's at.
I knew you weren't gonna like that one.
Yeah, I don't believe in all this social media type football talk. That's social media talk. That boy ain't winning you no damn game. And ain't gonna mean you no big one for sure.
Let's not start slandering Heinicke.
He would win
you
more games than
he ain't gonna win you no championship. He ain't gonna win you nothing. He gonna sit right where he at. Take him somewhere else. We don't want to hear all that Heinicke hype. I'm not with it.
Did you happen to see, Nate, the basic Howell for Wentz swap between the Vikings and the Eagles? What do you think about Howell back in the NFC East?
Bro, it's insane. Like, the summer of Sam Howell, where I was fighting every day. It was a three-way fight. It was Sam Howell's the future people. It was don't pay Lamar Jackson people. And then it was like don't draft a quarterback people. And it was bananas out there. Our heads as fans of this team were falling off our shoulders because we've never understood what it means to like build a team properly and have a good guy under center at quarterback. And the Howell and Wentz situation now just being traded for each other, it just shows how impossible it is to be a quarterback in the NFL. And if you can just like hang on and you'll just be a Josh Johnson and bounce team to team to team to team to team, you can make a career out of it, but it's ugly out there. If you're deciding between
quarterback
Wentz,
abyss, man.
I'm just saying, if you're deciding between Wentz and Howell, you're in for a hellish season.
Now, both of those guys are in the appropriate role of backups. Unfortunately, in Washington, the role was starter.
Entire Ron Rivera,
metropolitan area lied to themselves.
Ron Rivera watched the tape himself. He watched the tape. We know he watched the tape, and he decided.
I looked at the analytics.
He did.
Everybody can look at it. Don't know what they're looking at.
We're out of that business, and we're all happier for it. Do you remember, though? I mean, people would call. They would use their own. Do people still have minutes? You still worried about how many minutes you got on your cell phone for the month? People were using their minutes to call the MGM National Harbor listener lines and say, don't draft a quarterback, draft O-line, build up around Sam Howell. Do you remember that existed on planet Earth 2 years ago?
Every once in a while on Twitter, someone will just like randomly tag me in the Junkies poll where they said, who do you want playing quarterback next year, Sam Howell or Jaden Daniels? And it was like 70% Sam Howell, or it was something crazy like that. That was terrible times. That was times we just have to, as a fan base, we just have to put behind us, pretend it didn't happen, and move forward, because that was dire. That was just
times, dude. You imagine if they had traded back with the Chargers and took Joe Alt? Like, oh, no. Best lineman on our board.
No. Let's not go back. Hey, man, I keep telling y'all, windshield and a damn rearview mirror. Let's stop looking in the past, man. Look for the future.
You know who we have to thank for all of this? Two people in that Jets game. Was it Jamison Crowder who purposely fumbled that kick return? And he like threw the ball in the air for no reason. And then the Jets hit that miracle last-second field goal. Without those two crazy miracles happening, we probably do have Joe Alt. So, thank you, Jamison Crowder, for throwing that ball in the air, and thank you to the New York Football Jets for some reason making a 90-yard field goal to win that game.
Jacoby Brissett came in that game and was dealing.
Mm-hmm.
Howell had him way out of it in the first half, but then got benched. Mm-hmm. What a year that was. Goodness gracious.
When Brissett was supposed to start the next game, and all of a sudden end up with an injury.
I was at an airport. I was at Fort Lauderdale Airport in Florida watching the end of that game, getting yelled at by a bartender for not sitting at the bar. She's like, you have to get out of here if you're not going to sit down. I was like, be quiet. I'm watching. It was a nut situation.
Damn, man. You're a big deal. You're at the Fort Lauderdale Airport?
Yeah, I travel. No big deal.
Now that the stuff is over, how you feeling about this season?
I'm excited. Once all the dust is cleared and all the signings happen and the B-Rob's traded, we have an entire season now ahead of us coming off an NFC championship game. It's exciting times in Washington, and we cannot forget that we were one game from this freaking Super Bowl last year. Like, that doesn't happen with a rookie quarterback. And I don't believe in sophomore slumps. I think Jaden is as sharp as attack and nothing really phases him. I think the team around him has only improved. I think, the depth is still not desirable, and that is fine. I don't think, if all the starters get hurt, we're in a world of pain, but that shouldn't happen, right? So I think a team coming off an NFC championship game where the roster has only improved, there's no reason to be anything but optimistic and excited and looking forward to a fun season. You know, it's football. A lot of crazy things can and will happen, but you can't control that. All we can do is just enjoy the ride, and I think we're in for a hell of a ride.
Last thing for me, just because I never know how your crazy brain works.
Sure.
Where do you land in the, we got to know all the details of Terry's contract so we can declare a winner and a loser camp? Do you care?
Well,
you
just the biggest move winner forward? Is you, JP. You, your best friend, Buddy Baker, got the deal done. So congratulations to you two.
You're so
and,
nice.
I don't think
they got what they want. I think there's a reason the money hasn't been released. I think it's going to land around $57 million guaranteed. And you know what? That's great because it's $57 million guaranteed.
You know who lost? All the idiots are going to talk about what he didn't get that don't. They ain't got nothing close to what he got.
Yeah, that's I'm with else. You. I don't think the winners and losers thing. Did the team save $1 million? Did Terry get an extra $1 million? Who cares? That's pennies to them anyway. The deal got done. He's back with the team. He's going to retire, hopefully, as a Washington Commander, and that's all that really matters. I hope Buddy. You know, I hope Terry got everything he wanted, but I hope Buddy Baker was embarrassed in the process. So that's best case for everybody is. Terry's back with the team. The team got a good deal for them. Terry got a great deal for him. And Buddy Baker comes out looking like a fool. So I win, win, win.
Nate picks an enemy. Won't give up. All right, Nate Dogg. Appreciate you, brother.
No, Buddy Baker's an embarrassment to civilization.
Stop being a hater king,
the exact
man,
same please. Thing happened with Trey Hendrickson. The exact same
the
thing.
I'll say that. The Bengals are the worst organization in sports. They are pathetic.
I love that you never speak in hyperbole, Nate. Always keep it, but keep it in bounds between the hashes. Thank you, buddy.
And I'm always correct. That's the wild.
We gotta go.
You're wrong most times. Get off the phone.
that was a good Nate hit to the last 90 seconds.
Well,
we got news.
You gotta know when to cut him off.
We got potential news, Brian.
What we got?
Commanders are gauging trade interest in one of their cornerbacks. Tell you who it is when we return. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, man, today's just a busy-ass day because there's roster cuts going on all over the NFL. Mm-hmm. Houston's releasing veteran safety Jalen Mills. Saints are placing tackle Barry Wesley on the IR. I mean, this is just me reading information that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd say the most interesting piece of information that's come out here in the last few moments, Diana Rossini reporting, the Commanders have been gauging multiple teams' interest in cornerback Noah Igbinoghene, per sources. Igbinoghene, a Dolphins first-round pick in 2020, can provide secondary depth for teams looking to add to their cornerback rooms. B, we were looking at our numbers, and the corners were easy. Lattimore, Trey Amos, Mikey Samristil, Noah I, Jonathan Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the cornerback room.
I do, too.
You trade away Noah I, who I thought had an excellent camp.
Did.
I'm not sure I like it as much.
No, I mean, but you don't know who they're going to get.
Or what they're going to get.
Yeah. So it may be something that can help you, or maybe somebody that's just as good.
If it's a player, if they're looking for a player to help them, what position would it be?
It could be another corner. Could be.
The reality that with these dudes that I think we've learned and seen, they're looking to get better everywhere all the time.
I'm with that.
Like they just, 2.5 weeks ago we were in New England. And it was very clear that Brian Robinson was a starting running back for this team.
Yeah.
And earlier, last week, he got traded to San Francisco. So things happen fast with the organization, and they're willing to be nimble in the movements. The Noah I thing I find interesting. Landfill had, I think, an appropriate immediate reaction to this. Landini, what did you think about the possibility of trading Noah Igbinoghene?
I mean, I think that the secondary was a weak spot for them last year, and I don't really like them trading away guys that can contribute. I know that Noah I is not, I mean, nobody's going to say that he's one of the best corners in the league or anything, but he was playing for them regularly last year. He could be a depth guy, and I don't really understand getting rid of that for you know, frankly, what's going to be peanuts. I mean, it's going to be like a sixth or a seventh round pick.
It's supposed to not a pick. Supposed as a player that may be as good.
I'm skeptical.
Yeah, I it's a guy.
That doesn't sound like Nate.
I don't know. It's a guy I'd like them to keep. Here's what I'm thinking. We haven't done this yet. Things are going to get a little nuts here. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I know a lot of folks are in the chat kind of commenting on all this. Damn Daniel says, shows how confident they are in Jonathan Jones and Trey Amos. I do think a lot of this, if you are willing to move on from Noah Igbinoghene, is a testament to your belief in the youngster Trey Amos. And I can understand it, honestly. I mean, he's looked fantastic since he's arrived. He has just looked really complete. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That said, I do like depth at the corner position because, dude, you're going to have, even if everybody's healthy, you're going to go four deep at cornerback.
All the time.
Like, Noah I reportedly on the trade block. Would you want them to move on from Igbinoghene? What kind of player would you want back? I'm also curious, as we get closer, B, we got a little bit of news. I saw this first from John Keim. The Commanders are releasing Jalen Holmes. That's a guy I thought had given them some really good play in spots.
Yeah. I thought he played very well at times. But the thing of it, Jay, is who are they keeping? And as we stated, who else can they get? That is the thing. And I think as like we've had a lot of people call us even along the Terry thing saying Adam Peters seems to be knowing what he's doing. He and also Dan Quinn with the let them do their job. Let's see.
So Jalen Holmes out is good news for Javonte Jean-Baptiste. I think it's good news for Jacob Martin.
Mm-hmm.
I think the bad news for Jalen Holmes was when Von Miller showed up. Because Von Miller's gonna make the team. We're just, everybody stick with us, man. We got a ton of moving parts here on roster cut day. Everything is happening in real time here. Diana Rossini, friend of the program, reporting the Commanders are checking on interest for Noah Igbinoghene in the trade market. Noah I thought was pretty good last year. I thought Noah I had an excellent camp, showed a ton of physicality. Would you be okay with them moving on from Noah I? Jermaine is in Bowie. Jermaine, what up, dude?
Hey, what's up, man? Yeah, maybe it's just me, but I don't, you know, I know Noah I played a lot, but I didn't see him contributing a lot. He constantly gets beat in coverage. He is physical. He makes tackles, but he gets beat a lot. So I'm okay with the trade. You know, depending on what we get. I'd rather have a player, but I wasn't really high on Noah I in the beginning.
I think I'm higher on Noah I than you are, but I'm not saying you're necessarily wrong. Nobody's saying he's the second coming of Deion, but that position, you play a lot of guys. And I've always,
right.
I'd always prefer to have depth. But thanks for the call, Jermaine. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah.
I'll sneak one more in here. Andy's in Alexandria. Andy, you okay if they're looking to trade Noah I?
Yeah, this is kind of a joke, but they should go get Micah with them.
Well, that's definitely a joke. But
go get who?
I think he Micah Parsons.
Man, please. I mean, if anybody else called with that, we're going to ban him. Because that ain't going to happen. Stop that.
No, I know. It'd be nice to get a running back, though.
You want another back when they're about to keep four of them?
Well, maybe somebody else. I don't know. I mean, Bill seems good, but, I mean, he's kind of an unknown. And, you know, it's not like they have a super crazy powerful back, you know, besides him.
All right. Appreciate you, Andy.
All right, man.
Yep.
That's Andy and Alexandra proposing a Noah I for Micah Parsons trade. Somebody get that to Jerry Jones' stat. Let's see what he says. Phone lines are lit up. Nobody go anywhere. It's roster cut day. We got news all damn day.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I know you're going to like this, B. Tyquan Thornton was a second-round pick by the Patriots, I think two seasons ago, maybe three. The Chiefs signed him last year, but just kept him on the practice squad.
Okay.
Jordan Schultz reporting, Tyquan Thornton has been informed he has made the 53 in Kansas City.
Mm.
You know what Tyquan has? No, Jeff, not that.
What?
4.28 speed.
Yeah. They got a lot of people that run fast over there.
And he's always looking, man.
Andy believes track team helped me win football.
Andy is always looking.
He's not wrong.
Maybe Andy's looking at Noah Eye. Would not be the first time, should a trade be consummated, that the Washington organization sends a corner to the Kansas City organization. Let's see what our guy Drew thinks. Drew, you think Noah Eye is getting traded? You think it's good news for Washington?
Well, I tell you, the first thing I felt when I heard the news is that this team has not leaked that kind of information. So I was wondering where we're hearing it from. Even with B-Rob, I mean, it was kind of known and came from the team early when they didn't play him. So you think this is the team that may be trading for him, or you think it's coming out of Noah's camp? You know,
it's a fair question. I don't know the answer. It would be a little unusual to be. My guess would be if you are really. This is always the flaw with any conspiracy theory, right? Mm-hmm. The bigger the theory, the more people involved that would know that tend to. Somebody says something.
Yep.
When you're trying to operate in a clandestine manner, you want to keep as few people in the know as humanly possible.
Yeah.
But if Washington is actually making a few different calls to a few different teams, that just opens up the windows of who could be
who can say it.
Texting right. somebody. So
that's why I figured it might have been one of the teams that they're talking to.
Well, and
because it's just been uncharacteristic of this organization.
Well, the other part of this is if you are making these calls, you probably need something to happen before 4 o'clock. So yeah. there's a little bit more of a, yeah. of a time
it's a deadline.
Limit.
Yeah. Deadline.
So that just might change what's your normal process.
Yeah. Like, well, look, if they get something good for him, even a good draft pick for next year, I think they have depth at that position, which I can't believe I'm saying. But, the cornerback room looks good. He looked like he was going to be number 4 or number 5 in that room, as it was, which it wasn't the case last year. So I'm okay with the trade if they get something good.
That's always the case, yeah. right? You can have my pizza yeah. as long as I'm getting lobster back. Thank you, Drew.
Exactly. All right. I did want to say to Beamich, I forgot to tell you this when I saw you, B. You're on the back of the new van.
Oh, so, okay. We'll have to check it out.
You know.
I'll show them the pictures.
Yeah. Anyways, I'll let you go. I know it's a busy day.
Thanks, Drew. Appreciate you, bud. Let's check out with Larry in La Plata. What's up, Larry?
Larry.
Good morning, guys.
What's up?
Brian, what are they doing? No.
Yeah,
look at Lattimore's injury history. He missed 10 games in 2022. He missed 7 games in 2023. We saw what he missed last year. Hell, he missed a whole year in college because he tore his hamstring, and he's been tearing hamstrings ever since then. What are they thinking? Lattimore is a part-time player. I don't get this at all, fellas. I don't get it.
I don't know, man. It's kind of hard for me to really bash some people that's constantly getting it right. And if they are thinking about trading him, they got something else up their sleeves. That's all I have to think. As I said, listen, as long as they bring somebody else in that's better or as good, I have no issue with what they do.
I mean, they're going to make moves, man. You can't. And let's be real. I said this yesterday somewhere.
But Lattimore played well enough to be considered one of the best cornerbacks in the league along the way.
It's been a few years, but yes.
Yeah, it's been a few, but still. I mean, you got to get there. And I look at him this year compared to last year. He's not the same guy.
No, he looks good and healthy and ready. So
hopefully he can keep doing it.
Let's go to Tricky in D.C.
Tricky?
What's up, Tricky?
What's up, B. Mitch?
What's up, JP?
Hey, we're chilling, man.
All right. Man, this had fingerprints written all over it. I was wondering why Noah I was playing so much during the preseason. I mean, he was playing with the second and third string, so this was pretty much, you know, written.
That's an interesting point, Lattimore. Tricky. That's Tricky, Tricky.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Did that guy just call Lattimore a part-time player?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What the heck is he up? And my last point, AK-51 not only need to be on the roster, he need to be on the field come week one.
All right.
Now, I mean, Tricky, in the last caller's defense, we haven't seen a full season from Lattimore since 21.
But, well, I mean, the whole thing about the whole – nobody plays full season most times this game.
Yeah,
that's why I don't know.
We haven't seen like a 12 games. He's played 10 games in 23.
Okay, but I'm just saying we talk as if people play it all the time.
Yeah, he plays part time. He's not a part time player.
I got you.
I hear you. Let's hope he plays full time.
I'm with it.
Yes, sir.
Tricky, I'd like you to call more often, dude.
No problem.
All right, see you, buddy. Let's go to Colin in Clinton. Little alliteration for us. Hello, Colin in Clinton.
What's up, fellas? My comment would be about the contract for Noah in Pinogany. Whenever you trade for a player, you know, you're trading for their contract. And so, like, when I go over to cap, I see that it's a $1.5 million contract that he just signed this past year. And it's a one-year deal. So
it's cheap. If you think you're getting a
and it's
corner,
a 1 year deal, so
it's a 1 year rental. If you think you're getting a starting corner, That's value.
Yeah, but I would question, like, why every other team passed on paying him anything more than the league minimum and or, like, $500,000 of guaranteed money if they thought that. So, like,
maybe
my immediate question
to Tricky's
is, like,
what point
changed?
Earlier, maybe that's why they played him so much in the preseason, to show how good he looked.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you like, I imagine they're making the case that he's much better than people thought, and so and, – you know, but in the hindsight, I probably would say that they probably feel good about their depth and maybe considering cutting him. And so this is just a way of recouping that $500,000 guaranteed signing bonus that they gave, if that makes sense.
We shall see, brother. Thanks for the call,
man. All right,
man. I'm going to take one more, and then we got a break. Alex is in Silver Spring. What's up, Alex?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
I'm cool. Look, they know he knows what he's doing, man. So it's just like certain players look good at certain teams. For example, like say some team wins the Super Bowl. What's his name? Brown from back in the days when the other corner that was on the other side of Deion.
Yeah.
Nobody was crazy enough to throw the ball to Deion because they already know what Deion was going to do. So this cat looked good, and then next thing you know, certain team does what he used to do. Oh, let's go get this guy. But they don't all just blend or look good at certain teams due to talent, this and that. But I don't question anything. I know they know what they're doing. And also, I think they should just stick with the two QBs. There's nothing out here that you can bring for a third right now. I say if they and the way they're moving pieces and this and that, if I'm not wrong, they're going to pick up on a QB that someone later can might need due to injury or whatever else or that kind of trade type of thing. So
appreciate
correct
the call,
me if
Alex.
I'm wrong.
All right, man.
Appreciate you.
See you, buddy. Quick break here. We're checking in on Dallas. Checking in on Micah Parsons and Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
Nui Scruggs will join the program next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.